Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan.
East Coast FM.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now here at Biffy is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick from Wicklow Gardaí. You're very welcome, John. Thank you for coming into us today. Good to see you. And could we start off with, this has been on social media, a lot of people have been reposting it as well and talking about it, no doubt, and that is Greystones, Suspicious Approaches, it's been called. What exactly is going on there?
Yeah, well, you're right. There has been a lot of activity, Declan, on social media in particular. And I suppose part of my advice is really for people just to calm down and to reassure them. But yeah, we are aware of at least two instances where people have reported some type of unusual approach to a child. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Luckily, no one has been harmed or anything like that in the instance that we've received, but distressing nonetheless. So I'd just like to reassure the public, first of all, that we are actually following a definite line of inquiry. We do have definite lines of inquiry, which we're following at the moment. The investigation is ongoing, but there will be increased patrols, just to reassure people in the locality where these reports have been made. And I'd just like, as I said, just like to advise people just to remain calm. And if they have any concerns, absolutely contact your local Gardaí, which would be Bray or Greystones, and indeed 999 or 112 in an emergency.
And these suspicious approaches, they've been indecent, the word has been used.
Yeah, there is an element of indecency involved in relation to the approaches, which I suppose is concerning, and that's probably what's spurred on the social media speculation and that type of thing. And I would just ask people, if they have any information to offer, do contact Gardaí directly. Not to be posting or not to post on social media and leave it up to someone else. If you have information about this, please do contact us directly at your local Garda station. And as I said, we are following a definite line of inquiry, and there is additional patrols on, and hopefully we'll get a result out of it.
Okay, any other incidents of anything to report?
Yeah, well, just to mention, just that Greystones Garda Station is actually closed at the moment. It is for refurbishment, so people just in Greystones area will have to go directly to Bray Garda Station, or indeed any station in the county, Declan, if they want any type of services in relation to passports, that type of stuff. That's a temporary situation, and just keep an eye on our Facebook page for news in that regard. And the other thing I'd like to mention, just that we are in Biffy today, and it's a hive of activity, as people can probably hear around me. I wonder, will some of these students want to take part in the new Garda recruitment campaign, which is just launched this week? And I suppose what's unique about the campaign is, for the first time ever, people up to the age of 50 years of age can join, Declan. And they may be people that maybe after COVID or after the pandemic, they're examining their circumstances. Maybe they want to change. They want to do something that's a bit more meaningful or give back to society. And this is the perfect opportunity. So you apply online through publicjobs.ie. That's where you go. You must have your application in by February the 8th. This year, February at 3 p.m, publicjobs.ie. And of course, the other change in relation to this campaign is that the training allowance has been significantly increased. So just over €300 a week in relation to the training allowance, but you also get your food and accommodation when you're in the Garda College. And certainly anyone that's thinking of a change, or someone that would like to give back, you never know what you'll end up doing in the Guards. You could be sitting opposite Declan Meehan, for example, chatting on a Friday morning. You know, you could be helping people, all types of things. But you can make a difference, and as I say, it is a job worth doing. So it's something certainly to consider. And particularly, as I said, it is that older age group now, up to 50 years of age. So that's if somebody is thinking of a change of direction. Maybe that now is your time. As of February the 8th is the application closing date at 3 p.m, and it's applied through publicjobs.ie.
Right, that's the upper limit is 50. What about the lower? I mean, looking at the students here, I see a lot are maybe 18 or so.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can apply directly from college, and absolutely the students here at Biffy would be very welcome to apply coming out of it. And you can look up the different qualifications, but there is a minimum level of qualifications. But if you have certainly a qualification from the likes of Biffy or a third level college, you are absolutely well on the way to getting towards the Garda College.
Yeah, and The ad now has been there maybe a week or so. Have you heard much talk of enthusiasm? People are responding?
Well, I think it's an opportunity for people... for people perhaps with that upper age limit who maybe want to change a direction in their lives, who want to give back, who want to make a difference to their communities, who want to help the public, it's an opportunity for those people to come back. And look, we had 746 people coming forward to be training to be a guard. We had 388 attested during the year, so it's significant enough. And the next attestation is due for April this year. And recruitment will be ongoing. I'm hoping to keep the numbers going upwards, and I'm sure the minister will comment on that maybe in a minute beside me. But yeah, look, it's a good opportunity, and if you're looking for a change of direction, you want to help people, you want to give back to your community, you want to be a servant of the state, and you know, particularly if you just want to make a difference, now's the time for it. It's the start of the year. Maybe it's give the An Garda Síochána a consideration.
You're a guard, and obviously you're not going to say anything bad about a guard, but you often hear, who joined the guards, yeah. You know, with the current situation? I mean, what are you finding amongst your fellow members, on duty or something? Is this the sort of conversation that you might have?
Yeah, look, take it from me, my friends were no more surprised when I joined An Garda Síochána. They were surprised as most people. But that's the great thing about the Guards. It is a job for everybody. And I grew up in a very kind of sheltered way, and certainly I was exposed to a lot of things I never thought I would be in An Garda Síochána. But also it brought me out of myself, developed my confidence in myself, and certainly have made great relationships, not only in the station, but amongst the community in Bray, got to meet great people. But you're right, Declan, okay, it is a tough job, okay, you have to work weekends, you work Christmas, and that type of, there are antisocial hours, and you can, certainly get a certain level of abuse in that, and there is training that helps you deal with that, but it's not for everybody. I mean, to call a spade is not for everybody, but if you're unsure about it, there is another pathway, which is the Garda Reserves, where you get to see what the work is like, would it be for you, and then if you do go into the Garda Reserves, then there is another pathway into recruitment down the line through that method.
Very good. Well, thanks for dropping in this morning. And best of luck. Are you going to meet some students? Or?
Yeah, well, if any student wants to talk to me about the recruitment, I'll be happy to talk to them.
Very good. Okay. Sergeant John Fitzpatrick there. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.